Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. The 2021 hurricane season is already off to a record start in the United States. At the time of this recording, seven named storms have formed in the Atlantic, including Hurricane Elsa, which became a hurricane on July 2nd, the earliest fifth named Atlantic hurricane since 1966. Elsa made landfall July 7th in the Florida Panhandle as a Category 1 storm. Now, halfway through the hurricane season, the Climate Prediction Center of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, released its annual mid-season update on August 4th, which suggests conditions are ripe for another above-average number of storms. The agency is predicting a busy, though not record-breaking, season with 15 to 21 named storms. That is, storms with winds of 39 miles per hour or 62 kilometers per hour or greater. That includes 7 to 10 hurricanes, with 3 to 5 of those likely to be Category 3, 4, or 5. The higher the category number, the higher the hurricane's winds, and the more widespread and serious the damage is likely to be. And this is up from NOAA's former predictions. Meteorologists analyzed a mix of atmospheric and oceanic conditions when updating the original forecast. In addition, in July, NOAA declared a La Niña watch, which means there is a potential for La Niña to develop during the 2021 hurricane season. During a news conference on August 4th, Matthew Rosenkranz, NOAA's lead hurricane season forecaster, explained, quote, La Niña occurs when there are cooler than average sea surface temperatures in the equatorial region of the Pacific Ocean, linked to weakening wind shear over the Caribbean and tropical Atlantic Ocean, which favors more and stronger Atlantic storms. While conditions suggest that 2021 will be a busy season, Rosencrans said he doesn't believe it will be as active as the record-breaking 2020 season because Atlantic sea surface temperatures aren't expected to be as warm and so far are trending closer to average. NOAA's update to the 2021 outlook covers the entire six-month hurricane season, which runs from June 1st until November 30th. The hurricane season peaks in mid-August through October. While NOAA and its Climate Prediction Center are in charge of forecasts, it's the National Hurricane Center that tracks storms that actually form and predicts their paths. And the best track of a storm can be made only about 5 to 7 days out. That's why people living along the coast and in low-lying areas and regions prone to inland flooding need to be prepared now. Rosencrans said, "As we've seen in recent years, threats from hurricanes are not limited to damaging winds, but also dangerous storm surge and torrential rain and wind flooding. Everyone should know their hurricane risk, have a plan, and be prepared for the upcoming core of the season." National Weather Service Director Louis W. Ugolini, Ph.D., said in a press statement, "Now is the time for families and communities to ensure their preparations are in place. These storms can be devastating, so be prepared for all possible outcomes by staying tuned to the forecast and following safety information and possible evacuation notifications issued by emergency officials." These storms can be devastating, so be prepared for all possible outcomes by staying tuned to the forecast and following safety information and possible evacuation notifications issued by emergency officials. Today's episode is based on the article, 2021 Atlantic Hurricane Season is About to Get a Second Wind, on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Sarah Gwine. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.